Het mooie, die in order to be kaveh some limud, the yontiv, I picked the Sayyid Yisharim. Sayyid Yisharim was written by the Radzina, who was a goyin adir in halacha. He was also a hemshich of the Ishbitz of Masiris, which is one of the Polish chassidim that sort of emanated from Pshischakotsk. It has its own very, very unique niche. It has a certain ha'amoka, tremendous oymik, with a tremendous yoifi together. The shalshelas that we have, the first one was the Mea Shiloach, was Rabbi Yosef, and then it went to son Rabbi Yaakov, his grandson, the Balat Chelas, Rabbi Gershon, and it has its own extremely, extremely unique chasima. Rav Hutna took a lot from there. Rav Hutna was yoinik a lot mitzav the tzuras advarim. The way he learns of Chazal are extraordinary. And I felt that this is something that Yontif is appropriate to get a little bit into the Yontif in Yonim. One of the problems of learning it, besides the deep nekudas and so on, is also the he runs on in Yonim point to point without really breaking and stopping and sort of saying what he's asking, what he's adding. It just flows, and it's very hard a lot of times to know what exactly, where's he starting, where's he ending, and I'll try very hard to give it some structure, and we'll go through Kefir Kenu, a little bit of the Yanim. The first one is going to be, the shtickle that we're going to do tonight is a, it's in Sayyid Yisharim on Lil Pesach, and it's going to be a shtickle base in the Sefer, Lil Pesach, and we'll try to go through it and point out the different nekudas. He's speaking about the pasuk v'hoyekesh olcha bincha, and he says ha'inyan sheheitzev Hashem yisbarach zois hamitzvah shiyeh be'orach she'ela. It's the mitzvah is given as a v'hoyekesh olcha. The tzuras hamitzvah is to when you ask, you're supposed to answer. The normal understanding of it, the morale speaks about it, and this is fairly common, is that the question is supposed to serve as a backdrop for the teretz. That was that the question prompts the teretz. There's a lot written about the maila of a teretz when it's come to answer kasha, as opposed when it's just a statement and so on. He has a very, very different nekuda. That the Torah says there's a point of mitzvah. The focal point is kish olcha bincha rather than just being introductory. So he brings a Zohar HaKadosh. Ki isa b'Zohar HaKadosh sheyesh maydaloi kaima l'shaylo klal v'yesh mayde kaima l'shaylo v'loi l'asva v'yis l'shaylo u'l'asva. The Zohar HaKadosh says there exists three levels of giluyim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu with regard to our probing and understanding. There is something which is lo kaim la shayla klal. It's something which is, there is no makam for shayla, such as the Mishnah Chagiga, that malafanim, malachar. There's a chelik of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, call it gilui for the best, for the lack of a better word, that is totally off limits, totally withheld from us. And we have no makom shayla over there. There is something, and that's something that in a sense is not that difficult to understand. Everyone understands the human mind is limited. Everyone understands that we have gvulos in our mind, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's bli gvul. So it does make sense. It might be frustrating, but it makes sense that there's a chelik of the bria where shayla doesn't even have a place. It's beyond shayla. That's fine for us. The third darga, where we have, there's a makom that's kaima l'shaila u'lasava, it's for shakla v'tayra, for a question-answer. that's the most understood for us, because a person is asking, answering, engaging in the in Talmud Torah, in understanding, and so on. That for us is the easiest one to understand. Those two. So the last one we really understand well, the darga of asking and answering. That's chachma for us. That's Torah for us. That's the idea. The darga where we can't ask at all, we can also accept begrudgingly. But that middle darga, yeshma de kaima l'sh'ayla v'l'lasav, there's a chelik that's there for shayla, but not for teretz. V'hine, he says. So now he's going to explain, he's leaving this aside, he's putting this aside a minute, and he's going to explain the mahalach of what was going on in Yetzias Mitzrayim, what was the tachas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, the birur, Zoyis HaKdusha, sheYisrael olo b'machshava, hagam shenizbaro kvar gabe ovis HaKdoshim b'tachas HaShleimus, even though the Shleimus of Klal Yisrael, of Klal Yisrael's toichin, Klal Yisrael's content, was already finished with the ovis. So what was needed more than that? Once we got to Yaakov, Yaakov has a Shem Yisrael on him. Yaakov is called Yisrael. So once the Shem Yisrael is applied to Yaakov, what's further? Why Mitzrayim and so on? Hagam sheyisparach v'gabo v'sakdosh metach shemus, ochein hu ritzoni yisparach sheyispashet nami zoi sakdosh gam lemerachik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate desire was that the Kedushas Yisrael project itself on the entirety of the Bria. If you remember, Ramchal says that the tachlis of finding Avraham Avinu was to be metak in the world. HaKadosh Baruch created a world, and he wants a world b'tikunai. After the Chatavon Rishon, the only way we HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to draw out a certain subspecies, so to speak, a certain Neta Ne'amon, that would be faithful to the original plan, and recreate Suras Adam. Avraham was that Shoresh, it developed in Yitzchak, it reached completion, Yaakov, as it says, that Shufa de Yaakov, like the Shufa of Adam Arishan. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis was not to create a perfect Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tachlis was to be Mashpi on the Bria. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create a nation, because the unit of the Bria is a nation, not a person. So since HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be a spashit, gal nemrochok, avol kol ha'pe'ulos lezeh ho'yetzricho zoi sakdusha laver derech ha'helem, kidei she'achzira v'yitara b'shorosh ha'mokis baruch, let's discuss this and let's explain the point over here. Whenever you have a new stage, when something is going from point A to something that's defined as point B, the difference between somebody, Lamashal, as a child grows, he becomes bigger, taller, heavier. You can't distinguish a gadol from a katan simply because of the size, because that's just a bigger katan. What distinguishes a katan, a gadol from a katan, has to be something new, Shtei Cyrus. There has to be some mark. Chazal could not have used anything else. The Torah could not have used anything else, because we need to have some marker that is, it's disjunct. It's not continuous from that which was there before, but it's a new start. So therefore, we have a new aschala, and that aschala gives us a new barrier. When you go from one stage to the next stage, there's going to be a point of narrowing of the first stage until you get to the second stage. Let's give a mashal to something in the Bria. the Bria is full of things that give us Mishalim. A caterpillar is born. Mazel tov. The caterpillar becomes bigger. It eats and becomes bigger and bigger and bigger. And that goes from being a small caterpillar to a large caterpillar. At some point, it metamorphosizes into a butterfly. Before it metamorphosizes, it's hidden in a cocoon. And it's mitzamtzim itself. It becomes sort of shrunken. And that's where it develops and comes out as a butterfly. A person wants to create a new dar. So you take the entirety of the person's mitzias, it's condensed into seed, the human seed, and then it becomes, once again a new person. Same thing with a plant and so on. So every time you go from stage to stage, there's going to be a point of compression where the thing will just about disappear and then come out again. So from the point of Yaakov Avinu's demise, or completion, realization of his completion, to get to the next stage, from when Yisrael becomes Am Yisrael, you need to have the tkuf of Hester, Helam, Hatzno'o, is the right word for it. V'zoyis ha'kedusha, v'zoyis ha'kedusha, lava derech ha'helam, de'sheach zira v'yitaro b'shorish ha'mokri yisbara. So Golos Mitzrayim is called a Meitzer. It's a narrowing, it's a constriction, a condensation, a compression of that which was there before. And he says, and he brings a Zohar Kaddish that says, Min HaMeitzer Karasiko. It says, I called HaKadosh Baruch Hu out from straits, from narrow straits. So he says, Min HaSar DeShari Dikno Yisfashto. It's not important, but it's just like a person's zokon, this pa'as koncha, this point from which the beard is seen to emanate. So, in other words, the narrowing means it becomes narrow to a point of possible new beginning, a compression that will allow for the emanation of something new. Hainu. He says, anatomically, this has a counterpart. When you have a person's head, which is his machshava, and a person's, it then goes down through the neck, with the spine and the nerves, which is a significant narrowing of the head, and then to emerge in a much more enlarged format. So he says, the mark of Roshlichas Bislapshus Klipulosh Adam, as I averes derech mokrim tsar v'dochot ma'od, hanikra goro, it goes through a very narrow and constricting place called the neck. Ki be'ez shadas oive derech ha'gorin, ozu nifshat mitzuras klei ha'machshava shebe'moach, in other words, when you have that stage, it has, on the one hand, it has left the stage of thought. It has not yet assumed the stage of activity. Give a mashal. A person plans an idea, thinks about it, develops it, really, really, until the idea becomes full. But then when he starts the actual implementation, he basically starts from the bottom. There is a learning curve. There are problems. It falters. It's not a continuation because it's now moved into a different stage. And every different stage goes through. What happens is it stopped being an idea and now started becoming reality. And that comes in that mokrim sar v'dochot. So he says, Omipas ze hu oz hadas begoidel. Helam. Valzeh helam isav zeh kodesh. This description of that helam is toshuri miroish emona do gori. It says Kaisol sings from roish emona. That's the gori. Bezeh inyan da kedushas ovis yichal lavar derech ha helam shmeitzayim. So let's just briefly review. So his point that he's now, the point that he's now making is the process of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the process of Golos Mitzrayim, was the transition from one phase of Klal Yisrael to the second phase, from the phase of constructing the perfect Adam, who is the Adam HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind and wanted, to constructing the nation that would carry the Shem Yisrael and carry it through and carry it out and so on and so forth. There was that process. Vihine, now he goes back to this point. Bishas HaHelem, we distinguish three stages in that process. The first is when the caterpillar has disappeared into cocoon, when Klal Yisrael has lost its original ha'ara, when Klal Yisrael is sitting in Mitzrayim and Golos. Bishas HaHelem, when it's a zman of Hester, less l'shayla klal. There's no makom for shayla. Ki keshenelam ha'or matfisa, nech v'shayla b'ra parimacha. When the zman is correctly labeled as ha'aloma, as disappearing, then asking questions is asking questions about an area that's off from us. I can look at a caterpillar and understand it. I can look at a butterfly. Whatever's in the cocoon is not available for inspection. Ula, but there is a moment. B'shor shemasla shemisbroch lehanhir sa'or batfisa. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins, when the new light breaks out, betfisa kemevua b'zeh HaKadosh, b'osel HaKadosh hazeh v'yikhu lem ish seh v'chulu, b'osel amai b'osel ravlozo b'zimno de'anhi yuvla l'siyara. It says, the Zeh HaKadosh says, why is it after the 10th of the month? What's the significance? In the 10th month, you should take a Mishkol Chu, say Zichra Mishseh, and so on. So he says, because that's when the sun really begins to illuminate the moon. It's the word Yevli here is like refers to the same Inyaz and Kippur. In terms that we can understand, the 10th of the month till the 20th of the month, the moon is at its bright phase. Till the 10th of the month, it just barely beginning to come. From the 10th to the 20th is its bright phase and its disappearing phase. So he says, "Vezachar shazev yikolam isse beosra amai beosra amrozim da ane yovla sira." Azay roye adam hishtanus. What the person sees at that moment is change. He doesn't even have the ability yet to understand the change, to quantify it, to describe it. But he notes change. Let's give a mashal. When it's dark at night, it's dark. When a person sees the sun, it's light. There's a time at night when a person, close to morning, when a person notices the darkness is different. I don't see light yet. I can't call it light, but there's a difference. And I note change. Nothing more than that. That's that moment of shinui. It's a very special moment, and he says, "Vezenikro chitzusi de sierra." This is called the chachus of the chodesh, like it says in the Zohar Kodesh on the pasuk Shir Lashem Shir Chodesh. What is the Shir Chodesh? So the Zohar Kodesh describes that, Betzem. It's going on the time that Shir Hashem Shir Chodesh most strongly presented itself was when David, when they put the Urin on the Parois and they started saying Shira. So so it says in the Zohar, and he's quoting, "V'kivin da Aroine Shtakel Alay V'shavyu Le'elo." When they, as soon as they put the Urin on them, Inun Shriru Shirsa, they started saying Shira. Dokim this natal minayu, have a going kur shaparas the alma. And as soon as they took it away, they started bellowing like any other cow. So he says, Vainash is chadoshus urak mitzatfisas abriya, sheyesh bais yashnos. So he said, certainly klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is no chadosh, because it's the same on Hagan Hashgacha. But klape us, there is a moment of change. In other words, it's as if there is routine, change, and a new routine. And at the moment of change, it says that all the animals say shear all the time. A behemoth says a shear, but it's the same shear. When it changes, that's called chidush. So anytime you have some sort of ischachus, that is where you have change. Then I'm skimming a few lines down. Vos yesh l'shayla mahu zeis hashtanus. That's the moment of that question. What's different? In other words, there's not more than an answer at this point. All I know is it's different. So there's in the point of transition, we mark it by having by describing it as change. And the only thing we can describe it with is manishtana. It says, Kashas Yishlas as makadim fitose ishtanas, veroye negde chadoshes. Va'oz Yishlas shayla maoze se ishtanas. That's when that shayla manishtanas chal. Vizea is chachos hischel beitzias mitzrayim. Because hischel Hashem is baruch lehoye ze sektusha, she nigmur kvar gabav sektoshim. That's the moment when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the Kedusha that had already become complete as a personal Kedusha by Yavis, Sheyane B'tech HaTfisah SheYisrael, that should enlighten Kedusha as a whole. When we pass Zoyisei Ischachus Hu HaShai L'manishtana. That Chidush creates the Shai L'manishtana. Kloima, Shenikah Mefurif Hazeh Alayi L'ishtanas Bavriya. Tonight we recognize something's different. V'chol Nefesh M'Yisrael Yochel HaHagash Baruch HaDoshes. Everyone can sense it. Machmas the Siarosh and Ischadesh, Chitzusi the Siarosh Ischadesh V'Alai. Because there's a new glow to the moon tonight. In other words, he's going back, he's using the mashal before. Every time there's a new glow on the moon, we dehere it as Chodesh, as Chidush. Ki HaTorah Lo Yimayim Odin V'Zerach V'Lodas. The Torah is not talking about somebody who doesn't have sense. It's somebody who could be Makir. That the Shinuyim, that's what Torah is talking about. So let's go back a second and then we'll finish the last point that he's making. The last point that he's making is going to be that up to now he says as follows. The night of Yetzias Mitzrayim was the beginning of the next phase. It was there had been Yaakov Avinu was shleimus of Tzuras Adam on a personal level. Klai Yisrael then retreated or was retreated into a cocoon of Mitzrayim, of a makom tsar, goy bekerev goy. It developed into an Uma, and they would later become this Uma. But at the point of transition, there's so as long as Klai Yisrael was Mitzrayim, there was no makom for Shaila. When Klai Yisrael came out, there was Hakir and Drisha understanding, Mikamchi Yisrael, and so on. But there's a very special moment in time when change is beginning and we don't have yet a tefis in it, that's the Zman of Shaila. In other words, the Zman of Shaila is the Zman to be Koiveya, the etzem fact that there is a Shina. Now the list point is going to be, why is it significant to mark that point? What's the point of it? Okay, it says, Mishesh b'das, umabit tamid, el oimek livavoy, yachol heitiv lehargish hishtanas hazman, ashem yoichol b'ze hazman chometz chas shalom, yachol eshkoyach legamri v'loima koichi v'otzim yadi, machmas pulos odom yisera nimtza b'chometz. So he says like this. Let's say somebody wanted to stop me off in business. I didn't have any parnasa. Somebody gave me a lot of. So somebody invested $1 million with me, and we bought a business. The business earns 5%, 10%. A year on it. So even if I'm running the business, I know very, very well that the other person is the one who started it. Without him, I'd have no business. And I'm marking that. Masha'in came. If I have somebody who, and nobody gave me anything, and I started myself picking blueberries and selling them, and then taking the money and investing it and building up a business, at that, if it's successful, I'm a self-made man. I lifted up myself on my bootstraps, and I owe nothing to anybody. That's my feeling. That's my attitude. It's the moment of change, the moment of rachis, the moment of aschala, really, really gives the perspective on the entire enterprise. That's why it's very important. Chametz is something that has a lot of my input. I stood and I patched with it, and I started flour and water, but it really, the bread is a product of the shvach hafia in the past. I let it rise. I combined the right ingredients. I made it something. Matzah, you know, as best as could be represented, is sort of, I just passed the flour and water on to the stove. I really did nothing. I mean, it's very hard to, you don't pride yourself, this matzah I made, this is my matzah, you can tell this type of matzah. I mean, to some degree, obviously, yeah, but I'm talking about in real, a cake, this is my cake, this is my creation, this is my recipe. In matzah, there's almost no human nekuda. In order for a person to recognize that everything is milamala, we need to have that type of hakdama. And therefore, he says, if a person were to eat chametz at the night of Shinui, that's dangerous in that sense. Because then the person could say, we had some wonderful grandparents. We made Kal Yisrael. Kal Yisrael started with us. So therefore, we eat matzah where we dehair this as being a hemshech in a very hidden way from what was there, and that we have no input in it. And then he brings the Zohar HaKadosh. Kis Zohar HaKadosh, Kim Da'ochlo Matzah Di Asvasa, Lemei Lominda V'Rozim Nusa. Once we eat matzah, which is a certain, it's therapeutic, to know and to understand Emunah, Om HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yitam Un Yisrael Asvasa, L'Kal Yisrael take this prophylactic therapy, V'ad Di Yechlun Asvata, Da, and until they don't have this, Lo yischaza michach achodeshna, eat something else. Kiv noch la matzah, the iu asvasa. Once they eat matzah, which is a refuah, mikanu lahola ischazilay chametz. Now they can eat chametz v'yechonle, doyechonleska. They won't be. You know, once we recognize at this moment of shinui, we recognize that there is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's Hakadosh Baruch Hu's. Then there's no problem and further on eating chametz. And then he says, you see that every gateway, at every transition point, there's a mitzvah. Kigoyin. B'shas k'tzira, you have mitzvahs peya. U'meshanase kri truma u'maisris. And then when it becomes a kri, there's trumas u'maisris. U'meshanes chalef mitzuras kemach le'isa. And then when it becomes a dough, it now, there's mitzvah challah. In other words, at every rachis, there's going to be a certain type of gateway that protects you. And the mitzvah is put there so that we recognize that it comes me Hashem. Let's just kind of recap the things that he says. He says the first thing is that a person, the understanding of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the understanding of the process where you had a tkufa of in the Bria's home from Avram to Yaakov Yisrael, where there was a perfection of Tzuras Adam as a Yachid, to the next stage, where you had a helam, where Kaisel had to disappear off the map, and become something which is hidden from everyone. That was Mitzrayim, because they needed to move to the next stage. And then Klal Yisrael blossoming as Klal Yisrael. There are three ways in which we relate to Ma'ase Hashem: by not asking questions from the totally withholden areas of the Bria, to the understanding and learning of that which is revealed to us, to that particular moment of Gilui, where you don't see something, but you recognize something has changed. And the way to do that is with a question. I don't have an answer, but I have a question. Side remark. A bit of digression, but I think it's very important. We feel compelled when we look around the world and things happen, especially the Klal Yisrael or so on, to see it as Ma'ase Hashem. That's definitely so. But we also seem to feel that unless we can put a label on it, this is because of Lashon Hara, this is because of Yashan, this is because of Pas Yisrael, we don't feel that we were so Ma'ase Hashem. It's not true. Ma'ase Hashem is something that I need to recognize. Recognizing alone is something significant. And just there are things in the world that are completely gone and we don't understand them. There are things in the world that we have and we need to understand. There are things in the world that are totally beholden, that are totally withholden. And it's important to understand that's also something. We need to recognize we see something. Manishtana is an avoida. The avoida of the night of Pesach is manishtana. Hakara, even when there's no yediyah. And therefore, then he says, it's a very significant moment. Because when we makir Yad Hashem at the Shoresh, way before we understand it, then everything else is under the head HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the head Yad Hashem dik. And that's where we need, that's the avoida of eating matzah on that night. A good mayat.